Hello, good morning, everybody. There we go. We're up and at it. Good to see a few of you up and into it already. Daylight savings changes soon, doesn't it? That's good. That's good news. Anyway, morning team, good to see you here. We've got Brad in the house. How you going, Brad? Chris is here too. Good to have you, team. Welcome to another Wealth Coffee Chat on Thursday, the one before Easter. So maybe some of you might already be having a long weekend. I hope you've got something fun lined up on the weekend. Do the quick intros while we're here. Jason Witten's my name. If you didn't already know it, now you do. There might be one or two newbies dialing in this morning. And if that's the case, if that's you, that's awesome. Well done. Make sure you say hello in the chat. Might be someone who's just joined recently, our coaching and mentoring program for property investors. We've been coaching investors for a while now, over 20 years. We're in our 21st year, which is kind of cool. Every morning we get together around about 10 past 8 each weekday and have a bit of a conversation, a bit of a chat about investing, about property, about going the distance, folks. So that's the drill. Welcome along there if you want to say hello. So put something in the chat just like Alex did. Morning, Alex. Good to see you. Well, folks, let's have a bit of a yarn. Let's have a bit of a conversation this morning about the idea of, you know, when we're building our property portfolio, what's more important in wealth? You know, and this is the, you know, many factors go into making some choices when it comes to, you know, buying your properties, you know, your budget, you know, your experience, your mindset, your ability to understand the future, those sorts of things. But let's have a bit of a chat today about, you know, what's more important, quality, quantity, time in the market, et cetera, et cetera. When we build our property portfolio, you know, often I say that, you know, the minimum time frame needs to be 15 to 20 years, all right? 15 to 20 years. The idea that building a property portfolio takes time, certainly a residential property portfolio. Oh, good morning, Facebook user, whoever that is. Oh, awesome. You went last night to Hyatt Common. That's fantastic. Hope you enjoyed it. George Kambaris was there cooking some food. It was a pretty fun night, I hear. I saw a heap of photos. Fantastic. Well done. If you've got any photos, share them in the Facebook group. That'd be awesome. Abdullah, good morning. Good to see you. You know, the idea is that over time, you know, property does its thing. But what's the question? What is the question? What do most of us think when it comes to building this property portfolio, especially when we're talking about time? Have you ever sort of sat there and said, yeah, location's the only thing you can't change. You're dead right, Chris. You're dead right. You ever sat there and sort of said, oh, that's fantastic, Jason. I hear all the stuff you're saying. I see that makes sense. You know, take some time, be patient, you know, buy some good properties, let them do their thing. But what's the question? And often in people's minds is, how can I make it go? Anyone put it in the chat for me? Who would wish it could go a little bit faster? Anyone want to know how, you know, you want to get it faster? Things happening a bit faster in your property portfolio, in your wealth. Give me a little yes in the chat. It's like, all right, yes. Yeah, I know I need to have an attitude, an opinion, a focus on a medium to longer term outcome. But, you know, I wouldn't mind it going a bit faster. Chris is like, yeah, pick me. For sure. And how can we speed things up in the world of property investing? Well, there's a few bits in here that are super important, right? As we go, we're building our property portfolio. You know, the idea that our equity grows over time, the thing that we really want to keep an eye on is our rents growing over time, you know, our rents going up and, you know, our mortgages going down, okay? Now, that's the idea. Here's a pretty easy, simple explanation. You know, how do we, what's the secret, what's the thing to unlock the rate of growth, right? The rate of growth. Yes, the market in general has grown, you know, and not every single property has grown, but, you know, the market in general with inflation and other things, you know, lifts all values. And why do some properties grow faster? The rate of growth, more than others. The rate of growth for the capital value, you know, what percentage, and, you know, the rate of growth for the rents. Why do some properties grow faster? This is the, let's not call it the secret sauce, but this is the thing we need to ask ourselves. How do we choose? I know, Chris. You know, it's not such a bad question, Chris. I tell you what, I've done plenty of deals. I've done plenty of deals with friends and family and other people that I know where I get hold of the deal. I say, hey, listen, you provide something, I provide something, and let's do a deal together. I prefer to be doing deals, even if I'm only a third or a half or you know, 60% of the deal, than no deal at all. So that's not a bad question, Chris. Good question. Hey, Kev. Good morning, mate. How are you? So listen, folks, how can we influence the rate of growth with our real estate? And there's a few ways to do that, right? What's Sam's number one catch cry when it comes to his real estate? The conversations when it comes to the type of property that you can purchase that Sam's a big fan of. Put that in the chat for me, folks. So, you know, number one, the quality. Sam calls it the flight to quality. You know, number two, you know, the location. Like Chris said there before, you know, you can't, flight to quality. Yep. You know, you can't, it's very difficult to change the location once you've got the property as you go. And just think about that. And last but not least, you know, quality. And Sam talks about, you know, design, all right? Quality and design kind of go a bit hand in hand, but quality, the build and whatever, and the design, the use of the property. Those are probably the three big things that make the rate of growth more, right? Now, here's the other thing. I've heard this so many times in the world of property investing. Just buy a property. It's all about the numbers. You know, you're not going to live there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I don't believe in that. I think that's a complete rubbish way to look at property investing. Now, yes, the numbers are important. Don't get me wrong here, right? You need to know your cash flow position. You need to know your equity. You need to know what's going on with the costs and the ins and outs and ups and downs of your financial situation when it comes to the property, for sure. Is it, you know, within your budget and so on? However, who will drive, folks, put this one in the chat for me. What market segment will drive the price of real estate, the value of real estate? Who will drive the value of real estate in the market segments, folks? Who's going to drive it? Who's going to drive the rate of growth? Hello, Corey. How are you, mate? Good to have you here. Is it owner-occupiers? Is it investors, right? Okay, like is it first home buyers, all right? So who is going to drive that value? You're dead right, Luke. Now, it's an interesting one right now. Yeah, local owner occupiers, right? So that's why it's so important with the quality of the property that it is desirable, quite significantly desirable to an owner occupier, folks. Now, the idea is local owner occupiers, like Chris said. Now, we're not talking you have to have a mansion and the only way to get get wealthier faster as to have a mansion and et cetera, et cetera. No, there's a combination of things, the quality, the location, the design, also the price point, folks. You know, the price point, certain price points move a little bit faster than others. So the quality of that at a certain budget is pretty important to understand, okay? Away we go. Corey had a question here. How do I get equity from my home? I just made a call about this 2 seconds ago. Hey, Corey, good to see you, mate. Listen, can help you with that if you want. Send us a little message in our Facebook group if you're in there, and one of the coaching team or one of the advisors would be able to help you if you want some of that help, Corey. Let us know. Anyway, how does this work? All right, well, let's go and have a look at some things, right? Let's go and have a look at putting this in perspective, putting this in reality of a portfolio growing. Now, some of you guys have seen this before, and all right, so we've got our calculator here. You guys have seen this before, this is the idea that, you know, over time we might look to purchase, you know, 3 to 5 investment properties over time, right? Some of you guys have seen this calculator. You can sit down with your coach and go through this as well. So what let's look at, we've got a goal, I'm going to change this to 15 years. You know, let's look, we've got a goal. We've got a goal of $100,000 passive income, and I want to get there in 15 years. And based on some numbers that we've put in the calculator, this is a forecaster. It's this is just an idea of how you put this portfolio together. We go down and have a look at what we've put in the calculator for the rate of growth, folks, the rate of growth in our property values and the rate of growth in our rent values, right? So let's have a look at this. Like, I put down 5%, okay? 5%, pretty conservative. And then I put down 4% in here. Well, let's have a look at mucking around with those rate of growth numbers and see what might work, right? Because at the end of the day, we're talking about the quality of some properties and the growth over time. So let's have a look at some data and how we might analyze this stuff, right? So if you have a look at the whole, this is the national property marketplace, and I like this one. This is SQM Research here, if you can see that on the screen. So the 10-year change across the board is anywhere from, you know, 4.9 all the way through to 6.6. So the average combined is 6.4%. Okay, so that's pretty awesome. So now, could that change? Would that be different in other places or spaces? So let's go and have a look at somewhere that's grown pretty significant recently. Let's say Brisbane. So remember, that was 6.4% there, 6.7% in Brisbane, the average across the board. You know, 5%, and have a look at the 3-year change, folks. The 3-year change is accelerating. Look at the 12-month change here in the world of apartments up in Brisbane. Why do you think, put in the chat for me, why do you think at the moment, let's say places like Brisbane and other places are accelerating with some of the apartment values? Put that in the chat for me. What do you think? Okay. So, you know, that's pretty interesting as we go along. And, you know, let's go and have a look at Melbourne. Let's go and have a look at Melbourne. What's happened in Melbourne? It's been a little bit more compressed of late, so it's a bit lower, right? So the last 12 months, not so much momentum. The last 3, 7, and 10 years, it's one of those marketplaces that's going to get its run. Every other market's had its turn, we're going to get a bit of that as we hang in Melbourne too. Let's have a look at you know, Sydney. Sydney's done pretty well of recent times as well. So this is interesting as well. You know, 12-month change, 3-year change, et cetera, et cetera. And you're dead right, Luke. You know, it's the affordability factor right now in some of those cities when it comes to locational buying and so on. So this is where we would get our info and our data from when it comes to making some decisions on how are we going to look at situations or places. Now, this is the rent data. You know, okay, not only do we want our property values to grow a bit faster, but we want our rents to grow a bit faster. Look at this. Combination, the last 10 years of growth is 5%. Boom, right? Have a look at the last 12 months of rent growth, folks. 10%. 10%. That's crazy, right? Okay, and listen, you guys know that like 7-year growth, 6%. This is your rental growth, folks. Let's go and have a look at, you know, different cities. Let's go and have a look at Brisbane. What's happened in the last little bit? You know, there we go. 5% rental growth. Check out the 3-year growth for Brisbane. 14% growth in rents. You know, 8%. So what does all this mean? What does all this mean? Let's put it in perspective here when we're talking about, you know, our forecast here. So if we go back to our little forecasting calculator, what numbers, folks, in here, just looking at some of the data, what numbers could we do quite conservatively in here? Well, we could put 6% for our growth quite conservatively. So I would go in and put 6% for growth. And what could we put in our rent growth? Well, we could put 5% for rent growth. Let's go and have a look at that. Boom. And have a look at the difference, the destination difference of between 5% and 4% for the rent growth and the capital growth. Let's go and have a look at that. So before, the rent growth was in 15 years time, passive income was 24,000 and now it's 76,000. Let's go up and have a look at this. Equity or total market value compounding at 5%, 8 million. And let's just put in 6%. Let's just put in 6 and have a look at what that number. Ooh, that's pretty good. 600. That'd be pretty interesting, isn't it? That's Bitcoin, isn't it? 600%. And let's go and have a look at that. An extra 1.5 million, all right, over that market value. Let's see what happens when we go, all right, well, we choose a better quality property. We get the location down pat. We get the design down pat. We get the quality down pat. We nail all of those things when it's attractive to an owner-occupier. You know, what might happen with that as we go along as well. And let's see the well-designed properties, you know, the rents are growing and so on and so forth. You're looking at now 136,000 and you're looking at 10 million, okay? What else can we adjust? In here, you can adjust the time. So let's do 20 years and have a look at that. You know, the difference just 5 years makes when it comes to getting our momentum and our wealth and our property is pretty significant. All right, well, what does it all mean? Let me put that back. Here we go. What does it all mean? There we go. What does it all mean when we bring this together? Okay. Well, the rate of growth in your capital value and your rents will determine the total overall wealth and the time frame of that destination, right? So when we put in 5% capital growth and 4% for rent growth, when you look at the market, you know, and that was the overall market, I'm absolutely sure if you drilled into certain locations, you know, you could get a better result compounding over time. A certain style of property, houses do tend to grow faster in capital growth than apartments. However, rents in apartments, if you do certain things to them, can grow faster than houses, certainly from a lower base to a higher price point. So what's the takeaway? Your quality, your location, your design will determine the rate of growth. If you get a higher rate of growth, there's my thing. If you get a higher rate of growth, that brings down the time. Rate of growth, ROG, brings down the time that you need for your market or your properties to get you the result that you want. There you go. That's it. That's it from me. Done and dusted today. Hopefully that made sense. That makes sense. Higher quality, better location, good design, gives you a higher rate of growth. And that means that the time frame, that 15 to 20 years, it might happen in 10 to 12, right? Maybe 10 to 15. That's the idea. That's the purpose behind it. Other things you can do, you know, instead of buying five, you can buy seven. Sometimes quantity gives you a little bit more momentum if you've got the capacity to do that in the world of property investing. Anyway, there you go. Stop waffling, Jason. You're done. That's it from me, folks. Good to see you today. Thanks for joining. As always, fantastic to have you here. And Beck asked a question. There you go, Beck. Is it worth installing solar and a water filter to give? Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a fabulous idea, Beck. It certainly becomes you can charge a premium on the rent. You get depreciation as well, and your property stays more relevant in the marketplace. So I'm a fan of adding value to your investment properties. You know, as you grow. Listen, I like furnishing things as well, because that can give an extra pop in the rent, you know, a 1% on the yield and some good depreciation as well. So there you go. All right. Thanks, Beck. Good to see you. Thanks, Brad, Alex, Luke. Same to you. Have a great Easter, team. All right. That's it from us. Thanks, team. Have a good one. See you on Tuesday next week. It won't be Monday. Won't be tomorrow. All right. Take care, folks. Be good. Bye for now.